This is a wonderful time of the year. And we are telling stories. You know, we got history stories. We got all kinds of stuff. And did you know that whenever we tell stories from the Bible, how important it is? There was somebody that I always enjoy, a storyteller of all storytellers, Rush Limbaugh, one of them, and the other one was Paul Harvey. Now, he has since went home to be with the Lord, but when he would tell the stories, and at the end, he would always tell the rest of the story. Well, how do we know what these stories are? Now, Jesus was teaching compassion, but how do you teach compassion in the Gospel of Luke, where he's talking about the Samaritan, the Good Samaritan? And how do you instill empathy in those who seem to have a barricade of hate surrounding them? Have you ever known of a person like that? It's hard to get through them. You can almost see the barricade in their life that was surrounded on. Well, Jesus told the story. Why? Because stories change lives. And stories change lives, I think, for the good or for the not so good. But according to psychologists and people that study this thing called stories, and that they recognize that they have the power to transport us into the lives of others, to resonate with the characters, to imagine their lives and feeling their feelings, and to place themselves within the embodiments of those outside of our own perspective. That's why I always like to look and read the Bible and have a little bit of imagination, putting yourself in the stories. Well, stories do allow us not only to understand what somebody else is going through, but we can feel it. And the key to human change is not through the mind, but through the heart. Our minds follow our emotions, and our emotions are activated when empathy for others kick in. And we begin to make sense of the world that we live in from a new perspective. And then we say, oh, I think I understand. Well, we also know that stories can mimic interpersonal relationships, and our empathy for others increase when the bond with others relationally, because it's easy to objectify somebody or lump people together in labeled groups. Well, it's not easy to vilify, demonize objectively somebody when you feel a relational bond to. Stories can help us personalize, humanize, subjectivize, if that is a word, people, to develop a relationship with a character. No, I like characters, Ralphie. You're a character. Yeah, I know. But character that represents for us a real person in our lives. But finally, stories take place of real life experience in our hearts and in our minds, and we allow ourselves to be transported into a story, a narrative that we actually experience. What it'd be like to be there, but in a gentle and non-penal way. While admonishments may put people on the defensive, stories allow them to create a responsibility and to be able to change direction in a non-threatening ways, self-initiated way. Stories can change lives, the lives of victims and the lives of perpetrators. I don't know. It ain't no wonder that throughout Scripture, rabbis and prophets told stories, including Jesus, in order to help people differently and to behave differently and understand differently. Think about old King David. We've been doing a series through the Psalms on the Word is the Way to Life broadcast. And look at King David, obsessively stole and claimed the beloved wife of Uriah, effectively causing Uriah's death in order to obtain her. And then the prophet Nathan told a story that allowed David to see his error and take accountability for his actions. The prophet Hosea also wanted to show the people of Israel the nature of their relationship with God. So he told a story about an unfaithful woman named Gomer. when the people of Israel failed to behave righteously towards God and each other, Isaiah used the story of the vineyard to show what it means to bear fruit towards others. And when Jesus wanted to show how to redefine the Jewish concept of neighbor, he told a story, one of many. Jesus was the best storyteller in the whole world, I think, and that he would use to touch people's hearts and to change their perspective one person at a time. That's why I like to be a seed planter, because I can't do the stories like Jesus would, but I can maybe plant a seed into somebody's life and then let God take care of that seed. And as Paul said, I planted and Apollo watered and God gave the increase. Well, I think, and I don't know this for sure, but it seems to prove out that Jesus understood the power of a parable and the story and the way to teach compassion in a non-threatening, self-initiated way. Now, he didn't lecture, and he didn't command, he didn't cajole, he didn't threaten. He healed, and he told stories so powerful that people's lives were changed. You know, compassion's an interesting word, and the etymology means come with, and passion, sorrow and suffering. The word literally means to feel sorry for somebody or sorrow. And when stories evoke compassion in somebody, when somebody's emotions begin to resonate in a powerful way, it's as though the mind opens up a new path. It makes new connections and allows for a new perspective that hadn't been seen before. So when we feel with others, we begin to sense our shared humanity, because we no longer exist alone, and we don't, but a new kind of community. With our perspectives change and our definition of community changes too. So why stories? Why didn't Jesus just tell real stories? Well, we just not share the news of what happened, for an example, to a Samaritan. That's a story. Or what happened to a woman who was ousted by her husband. Now here's an interesting twist. We resonate more with fiction than with fact. We become moved and changed more by stories than knowledge of the actual circumstances. Why? Fiction allows us to connect with characters in a non-threatening, relaxed, unchallenged way. And our emotions become plugged in and our defenses go down, and we can process, introspect, and reevaluate and immerse ourselves into differing environments without a threat of reprisal. It's as if though we're trying on a dress or a suit where nobody else can see. Oh, what do I look like in there? Well, I can check into the mirror. But fiction is like looking at a series of photos or images engage us without our walls. So, when we listen to a news report or read an article about a real occurrence, the people mentioned do not engage us the way that a character in a story would. When reading a news report, we can keep up our defenses and our bias intact, and objectively, those mentioned, we don't typically engage our emotions when we read. It's easy to identify people according to current opinions and applying blame or fault externally. Well, when we read about characters in a story, we feel no need to protect our mental fortress. Stories feel like safe environments to listen in with introspect. But what do stories do? I think stories promote empathy. Now, we cannot prevent evil or sin in the world. If we could, it would be a different world, wouldn't it? And we cannot stop some of the atrocities that make us cringe or fill us full of sadness, and we cannot even present ourselves from something of somebody making wrong judgments or hasty decisions about those that we do not know or whose circumstances we do not entirely understand. But, you know, I like the buts and the ifs. If we can continue to learn, grow, change, practice greater empathy through the power of Jesus' stories, I think Jesus was one of the greatest storytellers that ever lived. His stories are powerful, and they always have a twist. I love it. Just when you think you know what he's going to end with, he circumvents our perspective. And then we find ourselves questioning what we thought we knew about God or even ourselves and others and, more importantly, the world that we live in. So this story today is no different, the story of the Good Samaritan. A story that began with a simple question, who is my neighbor? And ended with, do likewise. The lesson, the compassion, and how that we can teach empathy. We tell stories that allow us to show compassion, to practice in a safe environment. We learn what it means to be in relationship with those who are different, but share our humanity. We broaden what it means to be a citizen of God's kingdom. In our world today, as in Jesus' world then, you know, times have changed, but human nature's never changed. No amount of fiery preaching, instructing, lecturing, protesting, raging, insulting, or bashing will ever change a heart that's on a current path. But a good story? It'll do it every time. And this is what Jesus knew. After all, he was God. And he came in human form for us to understand how we can relate to the world and how we can do things and how we can change the world one heart at a time with a powerful story. That's why your personal testimony is so important. The Bible is that powerful story. It's God's love. It's a love story for all people. I call it God's love letter to us. A story of shared humanity, hope, falls from grace, grand rescues at the hands of Jesus. In our world today, I don't think any can beat that story. Even with all the tragedies with the flash floods in Texas and New Mexico, the stories of Jesus and the story of salvation and the heart-shattering ones that here it goes unchanged. The people, they know who their neighbor is and they're out there helping. It's sad to see stuff like that happen. But we're in the world, not of the world, Jesus said. But while we're here, we got to deal with the worldly stuff. And that includes flash floods and snowstorms and tornadoes. And none of us like it. But in a world that is filled with hate and fear and anger and division, God's story can be a healing force, a saving grace. Water in the midst of the desert. You can have real change. So in the midst of news in which no one knows what is true, reports that cause us pain, fighting on social media, branding, influencers, the truth that lies in God's story, hope, and change. You want hope? You want to change the world? Simple. Turn to Jesus and tell his story and tell your story of how God had changed you and walked with you through life and helped you to understand and to understand what empathy is and understand that story that we do have something much better ahead for us, as the Apostle Paul said, because if we only had this life to look forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But because of the birth, the walking in this world and teaching, and the death and the burial of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then the third day he was raised from the dead, giving us hope. Hope, 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 hope. Tell his story. Your story. I know you have a personal testimony because we all do. And it don't matter if you go to church all the time. You can always look. And there was a program on television one time that I always liked. It was called God Wink. Everybody can understand sometimes situations in life when you say, yeah, that was a God thing. Well, hope and pray you're having a good day. Hope to see you in church in person sometime soon. God loves you and so do we.